This is TWiT.
There is another bit of news that just broke an hour ago. Apple's event for the iPhone, according to Code Red, John Patchkowski, is September 9th. Credible rumor, Rene Ritt? You're a rumor vetter.
So back in January, I wrote a piece called Apple Release Day Roulette, where I said the most likely date for the iPhone would be September 9th.
You named it!
10th. So, well, I mean, that is just because for the third year in a row, Apple has used the exact same week for this event. Oh. So I think that everything looks like it is lined up for that, and John has an excellent reputation, and it makes a lot of sense to do it that week for a variety of reasons.
Sure. The real question is how soon after that will the putative new iPhone be available?
And 10 days if they hold a pattern. So it'll be the 19th.
Yeah, if they hold a pattern. And then We've heard some rumors that they might not. Credible?
The 4.7 sounds done. The 5.5 sounds much more iffy.
Yeah.
Mm. I think the limiting factor is going to be iOS 8. When do they feel confident about shipping it? And remember that we've seen nice velocity of developer betas, but still, as soon as we start to see more velocity about finished stuff where a lot of infrastructure is going to be back in place, that's when that's going to look about more like a day and date release than a, hi, we're announcing it and it's going to be shipping with iOS 7 because it's so good. We want to give people another 6 weeks to enjoy it.
beta 5 of iOS 8 did come out a couple of days ago.
Yep.
Are there big differences? Is it, I am not using it.
It's got a few UI tweaks. It does some things. It's not a major difference. It fixed a lot of issues that I had with the previous beta. One of the most interesting things is all that security stuff that we were talking about, all the backdoor stuff. Apple has begun to close that down in iOS 8 beta 5.